Radio City Terrace Talk, the fourth official.
So we're there, it's the first week happened. It was not the best, let's be honest. None of us come away with smiles on our faces, although it was fantastic to see Jose Mourinho stood next to Paul Dewell on that sideline, wasn't it? And you could see Mourinho stood there and Paul Dewell kept on looking at him as if to say, you need a haircut. Look at the state of your mop. And then when he scored and he whispered sweet nothings in his ear, and you could see Paul Dewell saying, the cameras weren't on me, I don't know. 10 bells out of you, lad. And it was great as well that Roman Abramovich had to come and land his helicopter in Asda. It would have been fantastic if you're coming out to George with new underpants and you see a helicopter landing, you think, God, they've moved up in the world, haven't they? How brilliant would it be if Paul Dewell was put in? Can you imagine David Beckham coming into Paul Dewell and saying, Paul, I'd like to have a talk. Get out, you've got a bleeding earband in. Get out, you victor. I think that would be a proper England manager. Turning up and representing the country by standing on the sideline and scaring the hooligans. And Everton this weekend playing against Wigan. I just want to go just to watch the two dugouts. I'd love to see Paul Dewell and David Moyes just stare at each other. Just look at each other, because I tell you, when the players are coming off down the tunnel, those two are going to look like bouncers. They're just going to be, you're not getting in here, lads, if you got a ticket. Because if you look at them, they're the scariest looking managers in the league. And like Paul Dewell, he looks like he's parked his van, he's done a bit of art section before he got to the game, and he's gone in. And he looks like he could probably handle himself. But David Moyes, if you saw David Moyes working on the door of a nightclub, he wouldn't be the biggest fella, but he'd be the one that everyone would be scared of, because he only weighs about 8.5 stone, but he looks like a psycho. At the end of the day, the big game's Sunday, and I think it'll be brilliant because I want to see Rafa stood there doing that dance that he does on the sidelines when he's got his arms waving everywhere, because he looks like a fat uncle dancing at a wedding anyway at the best of times. And he's waving there and he's looking at Mourinho saying, look, I don't care how much money you've got, get a haircut, you look a scruff. I was there at the Liverpool-Chelsea game and something struck me. It's the songs. That's where we're getting it wrong. This has been nagging me for years. Why do we still hate Nottingham Forest? We still sing that song about hating Nottingham Forest. We haven't played them for about 6 years. As far as Tranmere go, they need to get back to winning. And I'm sorry, but Brian Little's just too nice. Brian, get angry. Just get a little bit angry. Just go into your dressing room one day, just once, and say, see, get out there and kick someone. Don't go in and say, oh, it'd be nice if afterwards we can all have a tea together. Get out there and kick him!
Radio City. Terrace Talk. The fourth official.
Radio City 96.7.